The men's club of Silicon Valley has been changing slowly over the years as more women move into management roles in tech and venture capital companies. But it's still a very unequal playing field, still a man's game, and still, of course, a place where liberal politics often go hand in hand with Neanderthal thinking and morality. The forces of liberalism and greed, of inclusion and mansplaining, all knock against each other in Kari Perloff's engaging and complicated play The Fit, directed by Bill English, a San Francisco Playhouse production at the Strand's Roof Theater through June 29th.
A woman is associate, a junior associate at a big VC firm.
Playwright Kari Perloff.
She's Indian, and she's trying to persuade the company, her firm, to fund a wearable medical device. And they mock her, and they don't want to do it, and they diminish her, and she tries to claw her way back in.
The play is set in the offices of a venture capital company. Sakina pitches a startup while her boss, Paul, listens with disbelief. She's sexually involved with the company's second-in-command, Jeremy, who is caught between mentoring her and sucking up to Paul. Also on hand are two other women, the boss's wife, Marcia, a high-powered attorney, and the Filipina cleaning lady, Ching, who has ambitions of her own.
I read about and followed the trial of Ellen Pao, who sued Kleiner for sexual harassment. It was so astonishing to listen to what she'd gone through there. And when the CEO stood up to defend his position, he said, this isn't misogyny or sexism or anything. Ellen Pao, she just wasn't a fit. And I thought that expression was so frightening that it could be used that way to completely erase somebody that I went home and started writing the play.
Kari Perloff served as artistic director of ACT for over a quarter century, often working with top playwrights like Tom Stoppard and Harold Pinter. Their lessons have clearly taken root, as The Fit twists and turns with new revelations. Johnny Marino is the boss, and the rest of the cast are all up to the task, though Michelle Talgaro as Ching steals every scene she's in. The Fit could still use some tightening and leaves a couple of loose ends with a conclusion that might be politically satisfying, but doesn't quite feel earned. But the road to that ending is so paved with double switches, overheard secrets, and hidden agendas that even if there were no political or social points to be made, The Fit would still be a lot of fun. The Fit by Kari Perloff, directed by Bill English, an SF Playhouse production, plays at the Strand's Roof Black Box Theater through June 29th. For more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Rich Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.